My biggest regret, even though it wasn't in my control and I didn't know any better, was that I saw the women in my life too late as actual human beings. I think that was the first disconnection that led to me not being able to like truly put together, like put two and two together about the humanity of everyone else. And my life has brought me to a point where I finally see it. Even though I'm at a point where I don't have concrete answers to the really big questions that have left me so depleted, I still feel like at my core a strong sense of hope, and that standing up for these human rights movements in spite of being afraid is in a way paying homage and, you know, homage back to the people that came before me, even the really damaged ones. You know? And I think about it often. And I thought about it even after I stopped recording in the Publix parking lot. Because I was also thinking, I'm like, who am I here worried about trying to maintain, you know, the safety of white fragility? It doesn't serve me. It never served any of the people that came before me. And if I die and I can't be with my kids, it will be terrible. But two things have to happen. First thing is, I just gotta fucking do it. Second thing is, it, like, that moment, and even before that, because I always think about my mortality, my ethics, how I work in this world, I just have to keep sharing with my kids what I find important, and what I feel like I'm fighting for. And even if I were, like, my life wasn't to be as long as I'd like it to be, at least I could just leave that with them. I can't help but feel like this, that the genocide happening in Gaza and the West Bank is, fuck. It's, because the U.S. is directly involved and they're literally shielding Israel, I feel like this is really, and I think I've said it before, I've done a lot of recordings, but nothing has felt right, but I've said this. This is like, kind of like our government showing, like, if you don't behave, like, to its own people, like, this can be you. You know? Fuck. And American government against, or perpetrating, you know, doing, dashing out violence on its own people isn't anything new. And as somebody that has always fawned, I really am starting to see that compliance to oppression in a way to, like, kind of fawn and keep yourself safe, it actually makes it worse. It's kind of like when, it's like my mom used to always say, and I know it's pretty, I don't know where, what person she got it from, but she's always said, you know, if somebody ever tried to take you, it's better to die right there in that moment in the first place, because once you go to a second location, you are for sure done for. That's what I think about. You know, all this time I thought, let me try and be safe and just live a normal life. Meanwhile, you, other people are just living amidst horribleness, absolute chaos. And we're just feeding into this giant machine, whatever it may be. I know it's not just one group. I honestly, when it comes to talking like this, I, because of my history, like, I remember in between 08 and 2012, and I've talked about it a little bit, where I would watch and read InfoWars, sometimes listen to the Alex Jones podcast. Like, I am genuinely surprised at how I've turned out. But anyway, knowing that I have fallen before into bullshit like that and, like, actively consumed it, I don't want to just be like, you know, they're after us. They, and, like, never say who they are. So, like, I've been reading, and honestly, it just feels like I can't specify who. I can only talk about, like, right now. If I try and go all the way back to whatever that is, it just gets more and more vague. Oh my god. I just don't want to be crazy. I don't. I want to be able to speak about things, like tangible things, recorded things, seen things. But in general, I do want to say, though, that it feels like everyone but a certain class of people are just trying to take a really big piece of the pie and are willing to destroy anyone and anything in order to get to it. So yeah, I'll leave it at that, you know? It's like for QAnon, for the Nazis or whatever, I always found this so funny, especially now, like after October 7th, there are so many anti-Semites that are like actually like hardcore, but yet they also want white supremacy and like white colonialism to continue to reign, but yet they hate Jews and they say, you know, like, oh, Jews run the banks, they run everything. Like, that was one of the key things about Trump's presidency that really baffled me, you know? Because he obviously catered to, you know, our own American domestic terrorist groups and their beliefs, like the KKK, the Proud Boys, you know, the ones who could easily other, you know, like black people and Jews and them spics and whatnot. But yet I have also heard, and this is anecdotal, but in my experience living in South Florida, in Broward, where there is a very big, you know, concentrated group of, you know, Israelis, Jewish Israelis, they were very much for him because he just seemed so pro-Israel. And I just want to be in that room, you know, with the high-class, very well-off Jew and that anti-Semitic, you know, Klan member talking about, you know, pushing forward white colonialism and, like, keeping that caste and really draining at least here, because I can't talk about anywhere else, but draining the American people for everything that we've got. I'm never going to tell you that I'm right. And honestly, with the way I talk, I know I'm not a lot of the times. I am just someone who is watching, who is also trying to just partake more in life. Because, oh my God, my kids are fighting. I don't, just like everyone else, all the people whose last moments I've seen, I too will die. And I don't know when it's going to be. And it's probably going to be inconvenient. So yeah. Just trying to be less of a pussy for lack of a better word. But yet also not be like completely fucking crazy and just like, you know, have to have some sense to the madness. Yep, I hear them. I don't know, they're just playing Roblox. I also want to say, you know, I didn't want any of this. Nobody wanted any of this. Nobody, like, heroes are, since, you know, religion isn't as big as it used to be, heroes are the new saints for agnostics and atheists and people, like, on the fence. I would assume that anyone who's not in a religion is probably, like, some form of agnostic. I don't know, label-wise. But, like, it's completely dehumanizing. And I forgot where I heard it. Shit. I know it was on TikTok somewhere. But someone said, you know, like, you don't owe a saint anything, aka a hero. And that's the thing. Like, you can just love on them and be like, hey, great job. But you don't owe them anything. They're just there to prove your point and make sure you don't look like a bad guy. Excuse me. We're on day 75. That pops up randomly in my head. This fucking sucks. But I mean, like, how is that relevant to what I'm saying? Obviously, it's relevant because I'm pretty sure, like, Motaz, Bissan, Plestia. And I'm so glad that Plestia in particular actually got out and is in Australia. Because it shows, number one, she's only 21 fucking years old. But it shows just how human these people are. And I mean, she's been really posted and talked about in like the superhero type of way, which she totally deserves. But heroes aren't allowed to be afraid, you know? Or if they are, it's not supposed to stop them from going forward and, you know, self-sacrificing. But I'm just really glad that, you know, she finally was like, I can't take this. Made a decision, left with her family as fast as she could, and is still advocating. It's like a new toy for me. This idea of being able to see someone and, like, greatly respect them for the amount of valor they have just shown, like, worldwide, with no, you know, immediate or any sort of, like, no compensation or no concrete way of getting like back, like positive feedback, but yet also seeing that this is just a person. Like I love that. It makes me feel so grown and so excited. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but either way, there's that. And there's also Bissan. Like, hearing Motaz and Bissan in particular, because they're the only two English speakers that I follow. Oh, no, there's Hind or Hind. I don't know how you say her name. But anyway, hearing them be angry as well also is exhilarating to feel. Like, I can respect what they're doing. But yet also remember, like, they've seen their homes destroyed. they're homeless because of this. They haven't slept a good night's sleep in 75 days. Yeah, they're gonna be fucking pissed, and they have every right to be. I am just, as selfish as this sounds, like, I'm just genuinely excited at this new form of understanding, because it's also opened my eyes to how I navigate in America. Even, like, my own activism, or how I speak about Black Lives Matters. You know, it's, I feel as though, even though I know my heart in the beginning, especially in 2020, watching everything unfold, my heart was in the right place. But now I just feel more concrete. Like, no person of color should have to be the sacrificial lamb in order for a white person to understand. And then also seeing and recognizing how I, with lighter skin, a small proximity, but a proximity nonetheless, to whiteness, like, how I also play into the problem, or how being born here and this type of racism, this, it's both overt and covert, but very poisonous racism, this white supremacy, white colonialism, whatever you want to call it, this, like, giant evil marshmallow has just been, it's been put deeply into me, into a lot of us. Oh, we're just trying to fight it and be decent people, because being decent means that we have a chance at a normal life, which is why, even though right now I am mad at white fragility, I am mad at all these Zionists. Not all of them are white, obviously. But these dangerous new Nazi Zionists, I'm mad at colonialism, like, but I also understand, like I told my son, that my anger, the collective anger, can't be wasted, because what we're trying to do is hold empathy and anger in both of our hands and move forward and do better. And it's totally possible. Okay? I really have hope with that. What else? I don't know if I mentioned, because like I said, I've recorded several times since my last recording, but I haven't really wanted to post anything yet because it just didn't feel right. But and I'm not saying I'm glad that this is happening, but I will say that I am definitely making use of this fucking tragedy, because it's given me, even in my own personal life, it's given me hope that I can get away and be self-sufficient again and never have to deal with this marriage. It's taught me that I have value and that I deserve love, and that being in an emotionally neglectful marriage, emotionally abusive marriage, it should have never been my normal. I should have, you know, I'm not gonna say I should have. Now I know going forward that I can't accept it. It's like pissing on the graves of everyone that came before me. My grandmother in particular. When my grandma was dying in the hospital, North Broward, I believe. I forgot the name of it. It was like General North Broward, North Broward General. It's over on 3rd Ave and Sample Road back in 2008 on November 8th. My grandfather decided that rather than going and being with her, with the rest of us, he was going to stay home and drink. And she had given him all of her. I know my grandmother loved my grandfather, but she just wasn't, he didn't love her, and especially after she got sick, she was no longer of any use. And yeah, maybe somebody could tell me, you know, oh, well, maybe it was just too hard for him to handle. There are certain things that you have to push through and be there for. And that was one of those things. And, you know, it's the emotional neglect and the emotional abuse and the not showing up, the being present but not being present type of shit that really set me up for failure when it came to choosing a partner. You know? And I ended up with somebody who, yeah, he's not a terrible guy, but in a relationship, he has helped kill my soul, or at least attempted to. Here I am talking about this while, you know, this whole fucking genocide going on. But anyway, it's just, the Palestinian people have given me a hope to, it has restored that energy I needed in order to realize that it's okay for me to advocate for my own humanity. You know, I thought if I stayed quiet and if I was good enough, if I complied enough, that things would change. But the thing is that somebody who chooses to abuse you in whatever way it is, it's a choice. They want to do that. Same way an oppressor wants to oppress you. You complying only gives them more power. It only keeps you in shit for longer. I gotta get my kids ready for bed. It's late. It's 9:11. I don't know who you guys are, but I genuinely hope that you're okay. We're all going through something. And for those that have it pretty good right now, you know, I think that, especially if you come from like a chaotic family background, you should try and fight that guilt. Because another thing that I've learned over the past 3, almost 4 years now, is that existing in joy is resistance. And that's really important. Being able to be happy, because that's all we want. That's what I want. It's the whole point in even attempting to, like, change the shit show at any level we have accessible to us, to me. Just a chance at like normal stability, you know, like when you wake up and you hear birds and you have your morning coffee or tea, whatever, and you're just like on a day off or something. It's like there's nothing pressing. You don't feel rushed. You're there. You're in a good moment. You feel safe. Or like for me, even though I'm deathly afraid of the ocean, anytime I went to Haulover, like on a perfectly sunny day, like to the nude beach, just floating in the water, in the ocean, like knowing that there are scary things out there, but that right now I'm okay. I'm just gonna kind of, I'm gonna lay back, I'm gonna float, I'm gonna enjoy the coldness of the water and just like be like, fuck it. It's like, I don't know, that's about it. Just like, that's how I imagine peace. I guess floating naked in the ocean. Probably not the best thing for my pH, but whatever. Oh my god. I'm actually feeling kind of sick right now. So, yeah, I know I jumped from one thing to the next, but I hope you guys are okay. I have to go be a mother now. And yeah. You know, I need to find like a way to like sign off or say bye. Because like I have no religion or anything. Because, I'm so used to, like, older Spanish women. Or, you know what? Honestly, even younger ones. They'd be like, que Dios te bendiga, you know? Like, may God bless you. And I don't want to say that. I want to say something else. But it not be cheesy. I don't know. Just stay alive as best you can. I sound ridiculous. Oh, man. All right, I'm gonna go.